All right, another episode today on my podcast is Fancy Jen Cosplay. Greetings, how are you?
Good, good. Doing good.
Good. All right. So I'm glad to have you on here. Let's get right into it. Where are you from?
I am actually, I was a former army brat, so I've lived a little bit everywhere.
All right.
But been here in Kansas City now for about 20 years. So I guess I can officially say I'm from Kansas City now.
Okay, as an army brat, did you live a lot overseas?
A little bit. I actually went to high school in Seoul, Korea. So that was
Really?
our experience overseas. Yeah.
Okay, so how was that? How long were you there?
We were there for 2 years. So it was my sophomore and my junior year of high school. And at first it was like the end of the world because you're 15 and moving to the other side of the planet. But then afterwards I didn't want to leave. Like
Really?
it was fun, yeah.
What was
So
it? Just the whole culture and environment?
yeah. Well, you make friends there. We're living downtown Seoul, so you just being a teenager who couldn't drive yet, you could just hop on the subway and go wherever. Shopping was really cheap, and so you could like go run down and grab Armani for $20.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave either. Yeah, that would be the best
So
thing.
yeah. That's where I got started with like my modeling career. Because there I was super tall and exotic, and I had an agent just come up to me on the street and ask if I wanted to do modeling. So
At 15, 16, how tall were you?
5'8".
Oh, wow. So you have took the beanstalk route early, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez. So you were just walking down the street at a mall or something, and the guy just approaches you and says, "Hey, I think you would be good for modeling."
Yeah, actually, I was at I was on the army base,
Okay.
and one of the soldiers was married to a Korean lady, and so she acted like as my translator and my agent, and so the rest is history. So I did a lot of like bridal stuff and like mom like parenting stuff, which
Really?
is odd because like yeah, I was so young, but that's kind of what I got typecasted as.
That's so weird to hear.
Yeah.
That's so weird to hear. At 15, they had you doing bridal showers and things of that nature. So you
Yeah.
picked it. So from there, did you know that that's what you wanted to do, or did you want to just continue with schooling?
I did go on and just do school. I actually, like, if you'd asked me back then what I was going to do, I would have been a ballerina. Like, that was my thing. That's what I was going to do. But then it came down to, you start training like it's the Olympics or you study for your SATs. So I was like, I took the practical route and went to college. So now I'm actually a dietitian. So
You're a dietitian now.
yeah.
Okay. Wait. We're skipping something because you
Yeah.
were like two or 3 years somewhere in there that we're missing. You go from you're overseas, you're in school, you're modeling. All right. Any point in there, was there a love for cartoons at any point?
Well, always, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm oldest, so like I've never stopped watching cartoons
Oh, okay. That's what I
anymore.
want to know. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So what cartoons were you into?
Go way back. Like Thundercats was my favorite. For a long time. Then I was very big into Disney. I had a very hardcore Disney phase, where like it was like the gummy bears and those like Disney Channel things. Very into fantasy. I watched a lot of fantasy sci-fi type stuff. So being 90s kid, I was into Reboot, and the well, Little Mermaid was my jam for,
Okay.
that came out when I was like 6, 7 years old. So I was prime Disney princess, prime audience for that. And so course, I have a cosplay of Ariel.
Okay.
And the I'm trying to think. Oh, I know you were gonna probably ask about anime.
Sometimes, so at some point, we'll get there. We'll get there. Absolutely.
Trying to think. The funny thing was, is because I was living in Korea, we couldn't get anime in English because all the subs and dubs there were in Korean. And my friends tried really hard to find like Sailor Moon, but they could only find the hentai version. So it was we actually had to wait till we came back to the States in order to see Toonami and all that kind of stuff. I think like Ninja Scroll was probably the first anime that I actually sat down and watched, which is like a big leap.
So you go back to the Thundercats. Growing up, did you see the TV show Small Wonder?
Yeah, actually, it was a little girl who was like a robot. Is that what?
Yeah, that show was awesome. I used to like that show for some reason. I don't know why. It was just seeing her, them trying to make it look like she was a robot and everything. And, they were experiencing with graphics early on at the time and everything. So it was, it caught my mind and my attention, and it made your imagination run. So, yeah. So you're overseas in Seoul, Korea for 2 years. What cartoons did they have over there that you
Trying to remember. I don't think we ever watched a whole lot of actual like Korean stuff because we did have like AFN, which is the Armed Forces Network.
network, yeah.
So we would watch what was brought over. I'm trying to think if there was anything in particular. They have a set of like they have Lotte World over there, which is kind of like their version of Disneyland. So
Okay.
they have like different Lotte World characters, but I'm not for certain if I ever saw if they had like a TV show or anything like that with
Okay.
those. So
So you okay, so that was 2 years there, and then you come back to the States after that, like
Yep.
your junior senior year.
Yeah, just remember my senior year, I ended up going to three different high schools, which was
What?
not cool.
For your senior year, you had to do three, you had to go to three different high schools.
Well, that was the third one. So I had to do like I had to divide high school into three different schools. Because that's
Being an army brat is tough, huh? Jeez. Do you still keep in touch with the people that you grew up with from Seoul, Korea?
Actually, yeah, there's two of them, two of my girlfriends from there actually live here in Kansas City just by
What? That's crazy.
happenstance, yeah. So we meet up every now and then.
I would like to think, I think that's pretty cool that you were able to keep some contact with them, and keep those relationships going and flowing. So you get back three different high schools your senior year. Isn't that exhausting?
Yeah, I think you get really good at change and just meeting new people.
Okay.
So I think that has been like kind of skill sets I glean from that. Like it takes a lot to rattle me, I guess you could say.
Okay. I didn't hear, because you probably weren't thinking about it yet, I didn't hear you mention the X-Men. Were you watching the X-Men?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I was trying to like my mind was going to blank. I was like, I did watch like Ninja Turtles and we're watching I watched like a lot of stuff and I was just like my mind is like not going back that far.
It's
But
okay. It's okay. For those who don't know, Jen asked me to get her some questions together, and I told her I'm not going to do that. Everything will be impromptu, it will be abrupt, it will be on the spot. So she would have to be as organic as possible. That's the best part of these interviews, to catch people off guard. I catch myself off guard from time to time because people ask me questions and I don't mind it. That's the best part of the interviews to me. All right. So don't worry. No sweat. It's no sweat.
I actually went and rewatched the show since they put it on Disney Plus. And
Did you
so
like
like
it? The 97? I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool the way they did it.
Yeah, I like how they made it. They kept it the same storyline, like it's very continuous, but it's like you can tell it's grown up. Like they knew their audience grew up, so they let it the show grow up too. So I like that.
Absolutely, that was the part I enjoyed the most. It was like, oh, they added some depth to it, you know, with the characters, but as well as like you said, they know that we have grown and that we're at a certain point in our lives, so it's a little bit more for us because we saw that at a young age, and to call it the 9/7 version was pretty cool. But now it's just like, hey, here's a, I guess a more updated, a revised version of it, of what you guys would probably think that it should be. You know, at first, when I first watched it, that first and second episode kind of bothered me just because of listening to the voices. And I was like, that's not how they used to talk. But I had to remember, wait, this is an updated version. So it was pretty cool, though. I enjoyed the episodes. Are they gonna continue that, or is that was that the like the only one?
As
Do you
far as
know?
I know, they're going to keep it going. Like, I mean, they totally left it open at the end, so it's for more plot line, which they've got so many years of comics that they can use. So, I'm excited to see what they come up with.
Yeah, and it seems like they blended like that all those X-Men episodes, it seemed like they tried to blend all those together into like what those 6 or 7 episodes that they did with the new rebooted version of it. So that was pretty cool too. Just to see how it fleshed out. All right, so you get back here and then you go to college. All right, what did you originally study in college? What did you go for?
Physics. So I didn't do so well. Like I was straight A student in high school, but then when you get to quantum physics, it was a little over my head. And so I had to well, I ended up having to move again. So that's how we ended up here in Kansas. And I was pre-med, and I was like, I don't want to be a doctor, or I don't want to be in school until I'm 30 something. So I was like, I basically was pre-med though in order to be a dietitian. So it kind of blended together.
So it was physics first and then pre-med. Okay. I like physics. I like quantum physics and astrophysics, but once it starts getting deeper and deeper, it loses me. I can't keep up. I can't keep up. So I had to buy some of the books by Neil deGrasse Tyson and Stephen Hawking. I forgot, physics for adults or whatever it is. And I have those books and I've been reading them to kind of break it down to me in layman's terms and have a better understanding of it, because it's a lot. And I want to know what they're talking about. I want to know what's going on around me from here to space and everything that's actually going on. But it's so difficult. So difficult. When it gets to certain parts of that math, I'm like, the square roots and the pies and everything. It's like, okay, this is too much.
I think back of like how much calculus I used to do, and I'm like, I can't even,
Yeah.
like, it's all gibberish now.
And I think like for like things like calculus and trigonometry and things like that, I think those classes should be reserved for the people who are going to go into those fields, right? For those who are going to continue down the arithmetic road or delve di deeper into that side of it. But for a person like me who was more concerned with art growing up, I don't know what that is. I don't think I want to know. And it doesn't apply to anything that it doesn't apply, the bigger percentage of it may work, but it doesn't apply to what I'm trying to do in everyday life. So you go from physics to pre-med, and then from pre-med to dietitian. Was that all in school at all at one time, or was it over a period of time? Okay.
It was all at once,
Okay. So I'm curious because I'm not hearing you say anything about the cosplay. Where did the cosplay come in? Was it later on, or do we have to keep talking?
Later.
Okay. All right. So okay, we'll stay here. We'll stay here then. All right. You're in college, and then you do pre-med, and then you decide to become a dietitian.
So the I guess to sort of segue, the where the cosplay kind of came from is I did a theater camp in like second grade. And So I started doing theater like after school and like during summer camps and stuff. And so the like, community theater, musical theater type stuff. So I was in a like 1 to 3 plays like every year when I was a
Awesome.
kid.
Awesome.
And so I guess you could say like when I didn't actually start cosplaying until my 30s. And
Okay.
so that was just kind of like where I found that community. Excuse me. It was kind of like this perfect mesh up of like where you can still do your full-time like adult boring job, but then like have this little bit of like performance and creativity that you can do, whenever you can. Because I've tried to do like an actual theater performance on top of my 40 hours a week, and it just you can't do it. It's you basically are home for like dinner for 5 minutes, and then you come home to sleep, and then you leave again. So it was too hard to keep that up. But like with the cosplay, yeah, it's like I can work for on it for an hour or two on a Saturday, and there's not the there are deadlines, but you can, spread it out
You
throughout
have,
the week.
yeah, you can have more time to do it on a weekend. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. So you decide to become a dietitian all this time. So where does the cosplay come into effect? Oh, you said in the 30s, by the time you reach your 30s, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what, I want to get into that now. What made you decide to do cosplay?
When my husband it started going to our not particularly local, but so comic book shop here in town called Elite Comics.
Okay.
And they have a really good like community that they've built up, and he heard about it somehow. And so he started going down there on like Wednesdays when they have their like new release day, and like a whole bunch of people come there and hang out every Wednesday. And then so he got to be friends with the people there, and they do free comic book day twice a year.
Okay.
And for free comic book day, they do this whole like little like mini con out in the parking lot. And I was there, and I was like, saw the other people dressing up. And my husband's an author, so he was like, I'm gonna sell my books at like a get a little booth. And so I decided to dress up at his booth to kind of like bring the cosplay people over. And so I was just basically like the booth babe. And I made Dr. Girlfriend from the Venture Brothers. So that was my first cosplay ever.
Okay.
And that was about 2014 that I did that. So.
Oh wow, so you've been at it for a while then. That's the best part. That's the
Yeah.
best part. So does a hubby, does he get involved? Does he do any of the cosplay with you?
Reluctantly.
Reluctantly. Oh, I thought he would just be all into it.
Yeah. He rather wears regular clothes, which I'm sure most people would like just be more comfortable at, because we're usually dressing up for events, like Comic Cons and such. And so, but he will be my accessory, as he says. And so, like I would, we did Gomez and Morticia.
Sounds like a good one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Sometimes we like we'll do a group, and I'll bring him into the group. Like we did an Avatar: The Last Airbender group, and we did Firefly group. So, like trying to get my kid into it, but he's kind of over it. He's
How
in
is
his
your son?
he's 13, so.
Oh, nah, he's in that age where no, I'm trying to be cool, hang out with my buddies and everything. He's
Yeah.
in that era. Like, mom, go on with that. Go somewhere with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
Comic
waiting.
books. Comic books. Let's talk about comic books. What are your top five favorite comics?
I actually, to be honest, I'm not a big reader.
Okay. All right.
I have I grew up with a reading disability, so
Okay.
I then they weren't like when we were younger, they didn't like count comic books as reading. I think if they like if like some of my teachers had said try this instead, I would have been all about it, because that's actually what they've said for my son. Is like they were like get Captain Underpants and all those like graphic novels, and that actually did help him read with reading a lot. I've kind of gotten more into comics lately, where just like I see a really cool costume and I'm like, what is that? And I'll go like look into that character. My husband was the comic book reader, so
Okay.
he's got a big collection that he's had for ages. That you
Okay.
know, so it's like, and he's kind of my translator. He'll be like, oh, that's this, and he'll explain to me the whole like
Yeah, break it down for you to understand it.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So when you get into your characters, are you just pulling from your own love for characters, or is it just some of the characters in the comic books that you see that he has as well?
It's definitely started out with just the ones like that I really love, or like, and I think to a certain extent, you have to really enjoy the character in order to put in all the work. Because there's a couple where like, it may be like a group cosplay or something, and like they were like, you should do this character. And if you don't like that character, or you don't know a lot about that character, it's just kind of like, okay, you know, I feel like, but there's other ones where I, yeah, like the trying to think off the top of my head. But when we did, my friends asked me to be in a Soul Calibur group, and they wanted to do different characters from the video game Soul Calibur. And I had played it before, but I kind of picked Taki just based off of like what I felt was in my skill set and what I could accomplish. And but then I was like, I did really like get into it once I was like, I get to use my martial arts skills, I get to like wear this badass armor, you know. So like I kind of grew into it, was like, yeah, I can do Taki. So
Okay. So are you a gamer then?
no.
No, you're not a gamer?
No,
No.
I think that comes with my eyes are my issue. So
Okay.
I can do games like I used to do like tower defense on World of Warcraft,
Okay.
where like a little bit more turn based. But once you
Okay.
get stuck and getting into the more action packed stuff, it's like I can't keep up.
I
So
can't keep up with any of it. I tried and it's just not for me. I tried. My buddies, two of the producers that I work with, they're big on games, and that's just something that they're into regularly. And I tried. It's like, my man, I can't sit here and do this. This is not a thing that I do. I can do the music with you guys. I love boxing and I love basketball, but the gaming is just not a thing for me. And I don't think it's ever gonna be things that I sit there and just do all the time. So I had to get out the way of it. But when I watch them, if they're not making beats, or if they're not working with different artists, and you watch them, like, they're really into it. And I'm the guy that's sitting there asking questions like, what is that? What are you doing there? And what's all that? And then you realize that you're in their way because they just want total silence so they can game and freak the fuck out and do what they do. So
Yeah, my
it's
husband's a big gamer, and so I've kind of run into the same thing. It's like he would want me to play with him, but otherwise, yeah, just get out of the
Yeah, and it's like when you watch them, like, they're all into it. They're going through these levels and these boards, and they're collecting all this different stuff, and they're blowing up shit. And it's like, for me, I'm like, all right, I'll go work on some music then. So I don't know. Yeah. So I see some wigs in the background that look like some that you've used before, maybe a rogue or a jean. Is that one of those?
I've got, yeah, just the really long ones. I hang them up so they don't get like all tangled.
Okay.
But yeah, I've got Ariel, Batgirl, Sorsha, Tsunade from Naruto. There's one that I bought to bake Sylvie from the Loki show. I haven't made that yet, but Then there's like Elastigirl. I did a Android 18, kind of a thrift store cosplay. And then there's my one that I use for Jean and Poison Ivy. So it's like a dual purpose one. So I've got more wigs like in the closet and in the basement. It's kind of like I have so many, I don't know
And do you
if
have
you
to keep them
want.
hanging up, so like you said, so they don't get tangled, or do is
Yeah,
it like a certain?
those are ones like I've either used recently, or I wear them often enough that it's easier to kind of just hang them up, like brush it out real quick and hang it up, rather than a lot of people will keep them in boxes or bags. But if you're gonna keep getting it back out again, I think it's easier just to have it hung up there on the door.
For yourself, have you been offered any gigs as an adult now, as far as like being a stunt double or a sit-in or anything like that for like a TV show or anything like that with the work that you're able to do?
No, I've gotten I've done things like party appearances, guesting at Comic-Con, and like little interviews like this. I'm trying to think. I've done extra work in movies, but not as any particular character. So it would just be like, we need people who have armor. So I would take like a bunch of my different armor pieces and stick them together. So I was like an elf warrior, which was like four different cosplays stuck together. So.
Is that something you would like to do, be more involved in like movies or anything like that?
Oh yeah, it's always been interesting to me. So,
Because I can
and
see
I.
it working for you. I can see it working for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, I haven't I've you have to, of course, audition and stuff, so that's not
Of
something that
course.
I tried to do yet,
And why not? Why not?
Well, until recently I was working like Monday through Friday. My schedule recently changed, but when you're a lot of things shoot during the week, and so if you've got to be at your 9 to 5, it doesn't kind of work out to be able to be like, I'm taking PTO off for 2 weeks to go film a movie, so.
I hear you, but I think it would work for you. It's something that you love, is a passion, and you fit the role to me. Like that, at least from what I'm seeing.
Well, thank you. I thought about getting an agent here in Kansas City and see where that goes,
Absolutely. Like I think it's something that you should look more into, start networking, be around some certain crowds. The Comic Con events, you might want to. Do you go to the Comic Cons?
Yeah, the one here in Planet, I go every year. I was a guest last, 2023, and then maybe at Planet Anime. Okay. That's not official yet, but
Okay,
I'm
okay.
hoping for that one. And then I'm actually headed out to LA Comic Con in October, and gonna be doing possibly doing a panel there, but I'm not an official guest. I'm just going to be like going to hang out.
If you could work on any movie, as far as animation, a voiceover, or a stand-in, or as an actual actor, supporting actor, what movies or anime would it be?
Hard to say. I mean, I would love to do like any of like the upcoming superhero kind of stuff, just because that's like what I've been watching recently. Any kind of period costume drama kind of stuff would be fun. Like Bridgerton is fun because it's like those old costume dramas but with a twist. So there's the there it's like I wouldn't say like no to anything in particular, I think. It's It's always about like where you fit. And like I said, like I've got typecast before as being a bride and a mom. So it would be like, where does that, I'm probably would be again mom typecast. So it's like, where do the moms go?
Maybe, maybe, maybe. Animation. I almost said Japanimation. Animation. What are your favorite animations?
I'm trying to think. I do love, like, my sister's a big Studio Ghibli fan, and I
Okay.
do appreciate those, like, in their art style.
Okay.
I feel like the pacing on those is a little slow sometimes. Of course, love like the 90s Disney type stuff. Like Aladdin is probably my favorite Disney movie.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
But then if you go back farther, older Disney, like I really appreciate like Sleeping Beauty for the technology they used in that. Where like a lot of the backdrops are painted on glass so that they can move them around and kind of do a 3D effect.
Oh, wow. So I just learned something. I didn't know that.
I'm trying to think. I do like the old Lord of the Rings animations. So they're some of the Ralph Bakshi ones are very cheesy.
Okay.
But that can bring some of its own like nostalgia with it. I'm trying to think just in general. I guess I have to say I like The Incredibles and
I
like
love those. The
yeah.
Incredibles are awesome. I love those. The Minions, I think those are pretty cool too. I definitely, yeah, those are pretty. I can watch those. Oh, and the Kung Fu Panda is another one that I could
Oh
watch.
yeah, those
Yeah.
are good.
Yeah.
They I haven't seen a whole lot of the most recent stuff because I've got a 13-year-old and now we're too cool for that. But we used to watch Cars like almost every day,
Okay.
which is actually a decent movie.
I haven't seen Cars. I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, that's actually a good one. They say it's like I think it's Doc Hollywood is it's like a movie with Michael J. Fox in it, I think. And it's basically the same plot but with cars.
Okay. I had to check it out. I really haven't checked out Cars as of late. And it's been they've done what, two or three of those?
Yeah, the those are like it's kind of like the sequels are just kind of like money grabbing, I think.
Gotcha.
But they did do little shorts that you can watch on Disney Plus, and those are cute. Like Mater's Tall Tales are they're just these little like maybe 2 minute shorts, but they're
Okay.
cute.
Okay. Are you into the Game of Thrones or House of Dragons or anything like that?
Watched all of those. Well, we might be like an episode behind on the House of the Dragon, but
Okay. So what did you think of the ending of Game of Thrones, that season 8? I was
I feel like it was
for myself, I got to episode 3 or 4 and then I bailed out. I was like, "Uh-oh, this is gonna fall apart." Yeah. What did you think?
the yeah I think they were I think it was like it was too expensive of a show to keep it going the way it should have, and they tried to like crush that like last bit of storyline in, and then it just kind of like Daenerys basically going crazy felt like it just happened overnight, and that to me that was the most disappointing part, whereas like the characters have been so well developed up until then, and then
Yes.
everything just flipped on its head, and
Yeah. It just feel like it was just rushed. Like they just threw out the best thing that they could. So was it true then that George Martin was actually sick and he wasn't involved in any of that? Would you know?
I don't know. I do know. I think that the writers of the show just did take their own liberties with it. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know if he was involved very much.
They said he wasn't involved, and like the book for that hadn't been done yet, or something like that. Like he didn't get
I
to that
don't think
point.
he, yeah, he still hasn't finished it, like in book form. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like when I was watching it, I got to, I think, season 8, episode 3 or 4, and I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm going, wait, this looks like it's just falling apart. Like they rushed it, or they did the best they could, and they just took the money and ran with it. So I just stopped watching it. I was like, I don't think I can finish this out for the next 4, 5, 6 episodes the way it's
Yeah.
gonna go.
There was a lot of build up to things that I think they also just dropped, and they didn't like Bran being the Raven didn't really like end up meaning much of anything. And so I was felt like that was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, and they didn't flesh that out, him or the sister being an assassin of being with the many faced god. I was like, they didn't do anything that I thought they were gonna do, like to kind of like put a stamp on it and say, all right, this is what happened. You guys can kind of guess where their lives went after this. It was just like open. It was like, okay, maybe they're gonna come back and do it 10 years from now if I'm still alive. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. It was like they needed was Arya is her name? They needed her to have her like own spin-off now.
Yeah, something. Give us something like that. The way it ended was, I expected so much more. So House of the Dragon, how are you enjoying that?
Yes and no. I find it like other people have said, it gets a little confusing at parts because a lot of the people have very similar names, and they kind of I feel like they kind of assume you just watched Game of Thrones and you came to this. So there's a lot of like, we're going to Harrenhal and things like that. And it's like I was like, oh wait, I know that word. Where does that, it's kind of like trying to remember like all the different family
Yeah.
politics and stuff.
Is that a Stark? Is that a Tully? Like where am I going? Where does my mind go? Yeah. Then there's an Aemon, then there's a Daemon. It's like, oh man, these are too close together. Yeah.
So it's like in general, I feel like I'm following and I'm getting but I feel like I'm losing a little bit of it because it's like I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch that part.
Yeah,
So
definitely. If you could be a character in any movie, what character would it be? Three characters of your own choosing.
trying to think. When I was little, I used to have a lot of dreams where I could fly,
Okay.
and I could talk to animals. So I was I always was like, if I get superpowers, apparently this is what's going to happen. And so I was like, maybe if I was like a superhero with that, like an X-Men that could do those things, like so I think like Rogue would be an interesting character to be.
You did a cosplay. Your robe was very good. I saw that one. That was pretty good.
That one I just got like pulled out of the Amazon bag. So I'm gonna hopefully like make it better, make it fit, and like add all the accessories and stuff. So that was like one of my fans bought that for me. So
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I was looking at, I was like, oh man, that one fits perfectly, man, with the hair and everything.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Were you about to say something?
I was trying to think of other characters. I don't know if I want to be Ripley, but I like she like from Aliens. Ripley is a really cool character.
Oh, yeah. Very strong character, too. Very strong character.
She's kind of a tragic character though, so it's kind of like, do I want to be her? I don't know, but like play her would be awesome. Like
Yeah.
if they need to replace the Gordy.
And there's a new one coming out, right? Alien Romulus or something that they're gonna do.
Yeah, I haven't like looked into that, like what like how that fits in with the rest of them yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, okay, they're gonna revisit this. I thought they were done, you know, but you know, you can never run out of too many aliens, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's like they
But
have 700 years of story, like,
yeah.
so I guess you just can like hop into another planet
You
somewhere.
can. You can. You never know what planet they hit, what planet they missed, what ship was out there floating around and got touched. Did you like the Prometheus when they did that one?
Yeah, I like that one. It felt different though. Like
It
it was
did.
like, of course it's, going to be different creators and stuff. But it did have a different vibe. And but I did like how they did now made it and everything.
I liked it. I liked it. The young lady, she wanted to explore the origins of not just herself, but the invention or the beginning of mankind and who invented us. And I thought that was pretty cool. Actually, I'm gonna watch it after this because I thought that I actually like Prometheus so much. It always catches my attention and it makes my imagination run. Like there are things that maybe could have happened but didn't happen. Maybe it did happen. So I did like that one, but. Aliens, the expanse of it is so wide and deep, and there's so much depth to it that you could pick up anywhere on that and just throw a movie in there somewhere, and you don't even need to go be bothered with Ripley. There's so many other st stories to tell within there, so it's a pretty cool concept. Along with what is it? Predators. Predators is another one that you can kind of throw guys, throw people, throw characters in there as well.
One of my dream cosplays, like, I don't know if it'll be plausible, but I really want to make Ripley's power loader. Like the big thing she
The
gets
suit?
into like, and then the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I would have to do it like scaled down and like out of PVC pipe and stuff like that.
I was just gonna say, like, how would you pull that off? Because that was a crazy suit. And then for you would have to make it like maybe what, 6 feet, 7 feet or something like that, and put it into smaller parts and everything.
Yeah, because like, yeah, the real thing wasn't even one piece. They had to like have it hanging from the ceiling with like multiple puppeteers for each piece. And it was like, there's no way one person could walk around with that. So,
Not at all. That looked like a headache to deal with when they were doing it. Yeah, I love those alien. I love the alien movies. I love the Predator movies as well. Predator 1, the very first one, that's my joint. I love that movie. I can watch that movie probably 3 or 4 times a day if possible. I just like that original movie. That one, and then the one, what's his name? Adrian. It was probably like 2 movies ago when they got dropped off on the planet and they had to learn how to survive. That one, that's a favorite one of mine too. I love those two Predator movies. Yeah.
I've seen those too of like, but not as many times. So it's like, yeah, I'd have to go back and rewatch it.
I can just watch it like it doesn't even matter. Like I could be sitting here working and I'll just have it playing and then I'll go start it over from the beginning and then watch it once I'm done with a podcast or something. So I like those two Predator movies the most.
I just realized I have my face hugger back here.
Yes,
Yeah.
I was looking at that. I was looking at that.
He's one of the things I like to do for my cosplays is just, not spend a ton of money. So he's actually cost me $11
That's
because
not bad.
he's almost completely stuffed from around my house. But he had like this spider from Halloween decoration. So like he still lights up. He
Oh
had light
man.
eyes. But that way he's got like bendable legs and everything. And then the rest is like craft foam and yarn, a lot of like pipe cleaners, and this was like a CPAP tube hose.
Okay.
So it was just like, but I won a couple awards, like one was Evil Ted's Judge's Choice Award, and he's a cosplay, like fame he's kind of famous on YouTube for like teaching cosplay techniques.
How
But
long did
he
it
works
take you to make it?
maybe like a week.
Okay.
Not too long. If I ever find another posable Halloween spider, I am definitely like gonna gr snatch it up, make a new one.
Okay.
Because he's covered in latex, and latex is unfortunately like biodegradable. So like
Oh.
over time, he's gonna kind of fall apart.
Okay. Just it'll break down.
Yeah.
So the next mask in the back, is that for Spartacus? Is that MF Doom? What is that? Gladiator?
And it's Eowyn from Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So, this is a foam helmet, and I made this for Planet Comic Con this
Okay.
year, and I won Best Foam Crafter, or like they say, like it's called Best Masters Foam Work. So like some of it's 3D printed, like the horse head, and this part is 3D print, but the main body of this is foam, and this is foam that cut into to make to the design and everything. But that way it's really light, and it's you're not you don't have to wear like actual full like metal armor or anything.
How long did it take to do that one?
The whole costume I actually worked on for like 2 years
Wow.
because I'm only doing it a little bit at a time.
Okay.
But that way, so it was like if it's a competition piece, I do like take a long time on it to make sure it's good, because there's things they look for, like here, there's a seam right here, and so you're
Okay.
supposed to like hide that as well as you can. So, like there's all those kind of tiny things. Like they gave me extra like brownie points because I lined the inside of the helmet.
Oh wow, okay.
And so and this chainmail was super brand new and shiny, so I spray painted it to look all grungy. So it's all about like the details when you're doing like competition stuff.
So when it's not for competition, you would take what, like a couple of hours out of your day on like a Saturday or a Sunday to sit and put it together.
Yeah. Like I'm making a new Elastigirl costume.
Okay.
A lot of people, like I made the two, like I made her red outfit and her silver outfit. And so people are like, well, you have to make the third like white outfit she wears at the very beginning. So I'm making that one. And of course that one is, not as like technically complex or anything. So that's just kind of like a fun throw it together thing. And I'll probably have that done in about
Okay.
a week of work. So
So the red costume that she wears, how long did it take you to do that one?
That one is that was probably only a few days, maybe a week. It's I often start out with like pieces and then add stuff to it. So, which is a good way, to start out with, especially if you don't have a lot of sewing experience. And so with I bought like the red head to toe outfit, and then I added stuff like the logo and the belts and the boots I actually kind of faked by buying thigh-high stockings, and I just sewed them to the outfit. And then I wear black shoes, and like most people never even notice that it's not like one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. The craftiness within the craft. I like that. I like that. I like that. It's pretty cool. So, what are your top five movies all time?
I'm gonna show my age with I think that I re like just the, off the top of my head, I would say Labyrinth is one of my favorite ones, and it's like
Labyrinth.
that's,
Okay.
I was like grabbing my stuff around the house. I did two costumes from this. One was the ball gown that I did earlier this year. But this is, do you know the movie?
I do know the movie. I have not seen it.
Okay. It's It's definitely a niche movie because it's Jim Henson, so it's Muppets and the David Bowie music, and it's but it's very well done. Like it's like Dark Crystal, where it's very like elaborate and artistic. So,
Okay.
but Jennifer Connelly plays a girl who it's kind of like you don't know if it's all a dream of hers or if it all really happens. But David Bowie kidnaps her baby brother and she has to go save him. It's the basic
Okay.
premise of the
Okay.
movie.
That's
But
one.
being, yeah, so being a little kid, 80s, 90s kid that loves fantasy, that's kind of like a must. The I could say Princess Bride's another. And I tend to go for like the fantasy plus comedy stuff.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of like yeah, off the top of my head, I'm like, ah.
That's the best part. That's the best part. If to me, it's very
Yeah.
organic, and people, I think when you ask people questions like that off like off the top of their head, it's very hard for them because there's so much information, but at that time they draw a blank and they're trying to figure it out. Like if I ask a guy who loves boxing, hey, who's your top five boxers of all time? They'll stutter through it and they'll figure it out. And they go, man, there's so many, I can't, I got seven of them. I said, well, just pick five or just pick three. So to me, that's, I like that. I like it better like that because if I give you the questions, it's easier for you to answer them and then we just move on to the next question. But if I do it organically, you have to sit here and you stew, have to cook, simmer, and I get to watch, and it's the best part. I enjoy it.
I will add aliens in there. So
All
like
right.
not alien, but aliens.
Okay.
Just because like I feel like I love the Marines added in there for that
Okay.
like comic relief part of it. And I'm trying to think. I do love most anything that Jim Henson has done. So not a movie, but one of my favorite shows ever is Farscape.
I don't
And
recall Farscape. I don't think I
yeah,
remember that.
it was one of it was on Sci-Fi Channel early 2000s. So I think it started in like 1999. They got at 4 seasons and then it abruptly got canceled by Sci-Fi. And the fans were so mad that they started this giant petition and they got them to at least finish out the storyline with a miniseries. And
Okay.
then that miniseries ended up being like the highest watched thing that Sci-Fi had ever had at that point.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so it has really great like character development. So at first it takes a while for people to warm up to it because it's an astronaut from Earth that gets sucked through a wormhole and he ends up in like in this another part of the universe where there's aliens and a lot of them are like puppets done by Jim Henson. And so the storyline gets you have to get through like the first season to really like get into the main storyline part of it. And but it's really good. The characters are almost like unrecognizable by the time you get to like the end of the fourth season.
Okay.
Because yeah.
Why are they unrecognizable? You mean?
Kind of like they develop their personalities and they go through all this like journey of
Oh, gotcha.
and so it's interesting to go back to the first episode and go like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize how much they changed. So
It's okay.
I'm actually getting over bronchitis,
All
so
right.
it's try not to cough too much.
It's okay. If you got a cough, you got a cough. It's a natural thing. No biggie. No biggie at all. I had a question and then I lost it. The on the Disney Plus, Did you were you a fan of Mandalorian?
Yeah,
Okay.
I like
I like the Mandalorian. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's really good. I love how it's basically like an old school Western
Yeah.
in space.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And a couple others I can't remember off the top of my head that were pretty cool surrounding that. There's a new one, Ahsoka, or something like that. Yeah.
Ahsoka, yeah.
Say it again.
Ahsoka.
So, okay. So I wanna get tuned into that too, but I have to make time for stuff like that outside of doing a podcast and working and things like that. So I'll be working on getting a chance to sit down and watch that as well. But I thought those were pretty cool.
Yeah. The Mandalorian one ended up being a lot better than the Boba Fett one, though. And I can't really put my finger on it either.
I think because it seemed like they tried to follow the same blueprint of The Mandalorian, and it was just a little off. But I like the Boba Fett was cool, but Mandalorian was just too, it was too stoic and rich at the same time. It had the depth and everything that I like to see with that character. So I enjoyed that. But the Boba Fett was good as well. I don't think anything is better than Mandalorian to me right now. Unless you've seen something better.
I really like the Fallout show. On that's on Amazon Prime.
Okay. I don't think I've
So
seen that.
yeah, that one's really good. That's, I think that's my favorite thing I've seen lately. And if it's kind of in, it's in the same universe as all the Fallout video games, but it's not like a recreation or anything like that. It's like they've, it's kind of like the aliens thing where it's like they've just taken another piece of like this storyline's going on at the same time as all the other games. So
Okay.
it, you don't have to worry about being up on what's going on the in the games or anything.
Okay. I'll need to talk to my buddies about that. They're gamers, so they'll know all about that. I'm sure they've been watching and paying attention to it as well. All right. I think I've taken up enough of your time. Is there anything else you need to speak on or talk about? Anything that you have coming up? Your website, anything?
Yeah, I just did my own website probably last month, and
Okay.
so I'm fancygencosplay.com, and that's it's pretty much just a list of like my different socials and stuff. It's got my Amazon wish list and my Ko-fi account, which is it's kind of like a Patreon but without the subscription side of it. But I also you can also use it kind of like an Etsy account. So that's been kind of cool. So I've got a couple like cosplay patterns up on there, and some photos you, that people can buy and download. And that's been cool because then it kind of helps my cosplays like pay for themselves. Like I can,
Absolutely.
it like perpetuates itself and I don't have to worry about, you know, paying bills and all that. I'm trying to think. My next con coming up is called KC Retro. It's a little gaming convention that they asked us to kind of add the cosplay part to it last
Okay.
year. And so this year we're trying to make it bigger and expand on that more. So we added a cosplay competition. And we're adding panels for like cosplay skills, learning those kinds of things. And so I'll have a table there. And then there's Planet Anime coming up in October.
Okay.
And
Okay.
that's a bigger one here in Kansas City. So
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today is Fancy Jen Cosplay. You can find her on Instagram, where she is showing and displaying her skills with the needle thread and her cosplay. I appreciate you. Thank you for being a guest on my podcast.
yeah, thank you very much for asking.
All right. Yes. I saw it. I was like, oh man, I gotta get her on here. I love it. I love what she's doing. It's pretty cool, and she's taking the time out, which knows that you're creative, and you're good with my thoughts are all scattered now. You're creative, and you're good with your imagination. So, Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode on the podcast. Remember the mission statement when you're striving for greatness. God never puts you in the driver's seat if it's taken. Anything you need to say before we leave?
No, said it for me. It's
Ladies and
great.
gentlemen, we are done here. Thank you very much, Jen. Have a good day.
You too.